Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer for Those Who Feel Hopeless, written and read by Lynette Kittle. There is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. Proverbs 23:18. Sadly, life can include disappointments, losses, and heartaches. Because it does, when they happen, it can cause a sense of hopelessness when they seem to affect what we thought was going to be our future. Overnight, it can feel like we have no future and all our hopes and dreams have been shattered. Without notice, catastrophic events shut down our daily lives, canceling and changing our plans. Tragedies like 9/11 and the national pandemic stopped transportation and public places in their tracks, limiting our freedom to move freely upon the earth. For many, hopelessness set in, as individuals were separated from friends and family, confined to locations, prevented from traveling to their homes, not knowing when or if they would ever be reunited with loved ones. Businesses shut down without warning, with owners and staff having no hope of reopening or recovery. What people once thought was their future and security was suddenly closed indefinitely. Even doors to churches were closed and locked. Lately, wars and rumors of wars fill our headlines, along with natural disasters affecting our food sources, fuel supplies, and mobility. Yet Jesus urged us in Matthew 24:6 to not be alarmed. Because life's uncertainties seem on the increase, where can we find hope when what we've hoped for and planned seems to be passing away? As Christians, we can turn to God, who is unshakable, unmovable, and everlasting, in whom we can put our future hope and trust in without fear. Still, in an ever-changing world, it may be hard for us to wrap our heads around this truth. We've become conditioned to having the rug pulled out from us at a moment's notice. Yet with God, we can have confidence He is for us, knowing He seeks to fulfill the desires of our hearts, Proverbs 37:4, and to give us what we ask, Matthew 7:7, and need, Matthew 6:31-32 assures us of his care. So do not worry, saying, "What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?" For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. Although it's often hard for us to have hope and believe we can depend on God, Psalm 18:2 assures us, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold." Even though the earth seems unstable, our hope is in God, as Proverbs 18:10 describes. "The name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe." Let's pray. Dear Father, today's world events and uncertainties bring waves of hopelessness into our daily lives. Help me to not look around at the situation and circumstances, but to look up where my help comes from. Cause me to fix my eyes upon you, because you, O Lord, are my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. As well, dear Father, strengthen me to put my hope in you and you alone, not in past experiences, the government, or the world. Thank you for assuring me that you will meet all my needs according to the riches of your glory in Christ Jesus. Help me to remember how your compassions never fail, your mercies are new every morning towards me, and your faithfulness is great. Fill me, O God of hope, with all joy and peace as I trust in you. Overflow me with hope by the power of your Holy Spirit. Help me to remember my hope in you does not disappoint, and through your Spirit, you pour out your love into my heart. Father, strengthen my faith with confidence and my hope in you. Let me rest in your assurance concerning my future and things unseen, trusting your faithfulness in my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hi, I'm Beckett Cook, host of The Beckett Cook Show. I lived as a gay man in Hollywood for many, many years until I had a radical encounter with Jesus 13 years ago. Since then, I've gotten my master's degree in seminary and published a book called A Change of Affection. On my podcast, The Beckett Cook Show, I sit down with fascinating Christian scholars and thinkers to address the lies of the culture and bring the biblical truth to bear on those lies. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for The Beckett Cook Show on your favorite podcasting platform.